This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Electromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this morning, we have Ash Ashitosh. He's the CEO of a company called Actifio. And we're going to talk about copy data management. And this has got nothing to do with going to the copy center, making a photocopy of something. This is about managing the enormous amounts of data that the federal government and commercial companies have accrued over the years with the proliferation of mobile devices, cloud storage, cheap hard drives. Everyone is drowning in data. In fact, the reason I have Ash in the studio today is because a magazine called eWeek had an article a couple weeks back, and the title is Federal IT Swamped by Redundant Copies of Data. And Ash is here to throw us a lifeline, maybe row out with the boat and save us and talk about copies of data in the federal government and how to manage it. But first, tell us about your background, Ash, and how you wound up starting this company, please.
All right. Thank you, John. So way back in 2008. Now, it seems like a way back story, but certainly we were looking at some of the emerging trends in the enterprise IT, and a few things started to show up. You know, there was an absolute adoption of virtualization. You mentioned some of these redundancies, and people started looking at server virtualization as a way to combat the proliferation of servers. There was adoption of SaaS kind of companies, you know, software delivered as a service. People wanted more and more of these applications to be delivered as a service if they were not, you know, critical part of their IT organization. And I had just come off working at a large storage company where we noticed storage was absolutely becoming a commodity. So we looked at these three trends and an opportunity to see a very different way of how data is managed in large IT organizations. And turns out to be the same in smaller IT organizations. And this was an opportunity to come back and pull together a new way of managing data based on these three themes around virtualization, adoption of cloud, and commoditization of storage.
Right, and I can refer to this article, and my listeners can pull this article up too. It's an eWeek, Federal IT Swamp are the two leading words. You know, what it says is that 40% of federal data assets exist four or more times. And so you have a database here, and it's three or four copies of it. You know, in my world of software development, there's production data and then copy data. Okay. And there's also, what if you want to have something for compliance? What if you want to have analysis? And all of a sudden, you have one copy, two copy, three copies. And this just isn't 10 megabyte files, is it? It's huge.
It's huge. You know, it's we have instances where we walk into organizations that say, I have 2.5 petabytes of data. And when you look closer, it's actually about 20 times less, because there are 18 copies of it being, you know, made available to different users who are trying to use this data, and two more copies just in case, you know, kind of a business resiliency approach. By the way, this problem isn't just in the federal IT part. It is across the globe. There's 46 billion. And we talk about 16.5 here in the federal market in the next 10 years, or 2.7 billion this year. But there's 46 billion being spent in the world on redundant copies of data. That's a big number if you look at the IT organization spend across the board.
When I learned about data management, I learned this simple little four-letter word, and it's called ACID. Atomicity, consistency, isolation, durability. And believe me, all the software developers I work with would hit me over the head with a chair and say, ACID, I want this stuff ACID. You don't want to vary from that. And that was the lighthouse that everyone rode towards, isn't it? Yeah. Tell us about ACID and what it means for my listeners and what it means for this whole new idea of a virtual copy data protection.
Right. So I just come back to the headlines here. So there's $46 billion being spent, 2.7 of that in the federal IT market. And there are some very basic facts around the world. Yes, there's a lot more data being created. There are a lot more users of this data. And I think inevitably we're becoming an information economy. But very interesting what I heard from a CIO, a very large CIO 2 weeks ago, where he says, you know, more data doesn't have to mean more storage. And I think that is the key here. If there was a way to come back and reuse the data, you certainly shrink the amount of storage required. And more importantly, you address some of the big initiatives that are going on in the federal market. And so the good part about that is it's a digital asset. It's not a physical asset. And that allows us to go back and do things like reuse without breaking any of the, you know, any violating some of those asset principles that are out there. You have to go back and make sure rest of the properties around how you manage this data, how you keep it, how you eventually retire it, still conforms to the asset principles. But the core realization that much of this data is redundant, and the fact that it's digital, it forms the basis for copy data virtualization.
Now, because I am quite the computer geezer here, I remember having stuff in a server down the hall, and we'd be worried about power loss. Mm. We worry about hard drive crashes. And so if you review this atomicity, consistency, isolation, durability, much of that was fear-based, because something could a lightning strike in the middle of summer here could destroy everything in your hard drive. And so you'd have to have a Bernoulli box or a tape backup or something. And so I think that the modality, I think that the way of thinking has to change is it's not just one server in the hall for the whole organization. It's several many different areas, maybe some virtual ones. And so it gives you more flexibility for achieving copy data management, doesn't it?
Right. And, you know, if you take that old the conventional model that you described here, you used to have a server, and just for resiliency purposes, you would make a copy of this data either on a tape or a Bernoulli box. And that became an insurance. That by itself was a business resiliency solution whose job was to keep insurance out there. What we came back with was, you know, there's some new technologies like virtualization and commoditization of disk that allows you to reuse that insurance for more than just disaster recovery or in the event of a rainy day. And that's the key here, the ability for you to come back and use the same data that was being used for resilience to be reused for agility, for business intelligence, for moving in and out of the cloud, consolidation of data centers, all of the stuff that has become a key part of any initiative, not just federal IT, but across the globe. And that is the basis for copy data virtualization.
About 10 years ago, when I was young and good looking, about 10 years ago, people talked about this VMware and virtualized servers, and you could have one piece of hardware doing more different things, and that really caught on fast. And here it is 10 years later. Well, everyone assumes, you know, no one goes on to bare metal. They talk about a virtualized environment, virtualized servers, containers, virtualized containers for software development. Now it seems like copy data virtualization is about where VMware was 10 years ago, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it was an inevitable shift on what happens in the IT stack. If you think about what's happening across the board, there's an absolute democratization of IT. You know, IT used to be a domain of the data centers. It's now democratized to everything. I mean, you teach at schools that allow smaller businesses to come back and leverage IT, which is unheard of before. That democratization moves commoditization of infrastructure. It moves into the virtualization of core services, and it allows CIOs to go back and focus on a very different way of looking at their business, and that's outcome-based services.
Many small businesses will have their marketing department, sales department, sign up for Salesforce independent of the IT folks,
yep.
And you have a CEO like you beating his head against the wall going, what is going on here? Where's my control? My IT people. Yeah. And they go, don't worry, it's in Salesforce. We have backups here and there. So it's a way different way of thinking, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the interesting part is not much of your data is remaining in data center anymore. Even despite it being called data center, that's what it used to be called. That's where data used to be. Now it's everywhere. And your job continues to be the same. I have to deliver security. I have to deliver outcomes. I have to make sure information is available for my business to run. So a CIO's challenge has become exponentially harder in this process. But on the other hand, technologies are now being available like VMware, like what we do in ActiveView at Copy Data Virtualization, to completely change that and make it manageable.
back when I was with a small company, bought a phone system, we went to VoIP. We're really interested in this thing called SLA, Service Level Agreement. We wanted to be up. Hey, I don't want to miss any phone calls. We want to be up. And this was very highly negotiated, many, many pages of documentation. And when I did research on your company, I've read that, you know, it's SLA-driven approach. And so what you will do is you will walk into an agency and go, okay, you have extra copies of data here. We can show you a solution where you can reduce that footprint and reduce your cost. In fact, we can give something similar to an SLA on that, which I think is pretty hard to believe.
It is. And when we talk about CIOs delivering outcomes, there's very interesting things that happen. Number one, there are different outcomes for different applications they require. And more importantly, these outcomes change over time. You know, what might be important now reduces importance, you know, next quarter. And vice versa, you know, there's something that suddenly becomes of prime importance in the next year. The ability to change these outcomes and have a tool that allows you to deliver this dynamically becomes an important aspect of delivery.
Hey, let's take a break, come back. We'll talk more about the nitty-gritty of core primitives and talking about primary data and maybe give some details on how your product works. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Ash Ashutosh. He's a CEO of Actifio. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we're talking about copy data management, and we have a gentleman by the name of Ash Ashutosh. He's a CEO of Actifio. And it was a surprise to me when I found out that many commercial companies are keeping dozens and dozens, possibly hundreds of copies of data and spending all this money on storing the data. It's really a major problem in the commercial world. And if we look at my audience, federal information technology professionals, well, it's the same problem has been reflected there. And maybe not as bad as in the federal government. During the break, you're talking about certain commercial organizations you'll deal with that had, what, hundreds of copies of data? Is that right, Ash?
Over 500 copies.
500 copies. So if a Govy here has got 10 copies, they're not doing too bad, huh?
They're not doing too bad at all.
So if a commercial company like a bank has 500 copies of data, they're spending a lot of money just storing it, isn't it? I mean, this is a cost center.
Absolutely. I mean, think about the numbers. IDC report shows up $46 billion just this year on copy data. And 60% of the storage that organizations worldwide are using are just storing redundant copies, which is a shame. But it's also a very simple fact that there's been a proliferation of number of sources of data, but even exponentially more are the number of users of data. Now, like we talked about earlier, this is an information age. People run their businesses based on information and analysis. And the old model was every time I want to run some analysis, every time I want to go back and do some development, I make copies of data. And then I also need copies of data for resiliency, just in case something happens, for disaster recovery, for business continuance. So you've got this classic use cases that organizations are thinking about: business resiliency, business agility, and this ability to come back and leverage new technologies in the cloud. All these three just exponentially make this problem really, really worse. And the bigger the organization in terms of information use, the worse it gets.
My goodness gracious. Your website talks about your company being active in 30 countries, and you have a virtual data pipeline product. Tell me about this product and what kind of impact can it have on my listeners.
Right. So we went back to this very simple premise. You know, at the end of the day, data is a digital asset. Now, if you can figure out a way to come back and reuse that data, the first thing you do is you remove a lot of this redundant copies. You drive down the storage costs. So first aspect of this entire story is you drive out the costs. And the way you do that at the end of the day in this outcome-based IT world is you begin with two things. You know, one is the business application that you care about and the service level for this business application's data to be managed by. So you start with those two. What we do for virtual data pipeline is begin with core set of applications that an IT organization may be wanting to manage data for, and then have this one single solution, a virtualized solution, which manages the life cycle of this data throughout its life. And we start with a single copy of this, a golden copy of this data, because you do need a separate copy for resiliency. You talked about your asset. Mm-hmm. I do need an independent copy. But the beauty of this is, how can I reuse this independent copy once I have it? Can I now reuse it for many things on resiliency part, for disaster recovery, for backup, for business continuance? But can I also use it for business agility, for allowing my business intelligence tools to come back and run much faster, for my development QA and test people to come back and reuse the same data? Or can I move this copy into a cloud to allow me to come back and try out various cloud, or move my data into the cloud, or leverage, you know, my cloud economics or agility economics around the cloud? So there's a lot of these components that become the foundation of how virtual data pipeline changes how copy data, in fact, in general, data is managed. And the theme is no different than most people have actually experienced on the server virtualization side with technologies like VMware and Microsoft Hyper-V.
Many of my listeners are getting their budgets reduced. Mm. And they're getting their arm twisted. They're saying, hey, you got to do more with less, more with less. And that's a nice little catchphrase, but well, how do you do more with less? Mm-hmm. Well, 7-8 years ago, you could fire up virtual servers, and all of a sudden, you were doing more with less. So that fit the checkbox, that saved money. Now we're looking at ways to save money. So instead of the footprint that a server takes up, we're making a transition to the footprint that the storage takes up. And all of a sudden, we can show, Actifio can show actual savings in storage just by managing copies. I mean, it seems simple, but it's effective.
It is. And I mean, you look at the federal IT market, and the survey shows 72%. Of agencies have not been able to shrink the number of data centers despite the initiative since 2010. And it's not for lack of trying. They've already virtualized the servers. They've reduced the footprint of the physical servers by adopting virtualization on the server side. What they're challenged with is, how do you manage data? How do you make sure that more data doesn't equal more storage? That's number one. So you virtualize the copy data first in the organizations. Second is the mobility of this data, to allow me to move this to a consolidated data center seamlessly so that I can actually start consolidating without bringing my applications down, without, you know, violating my SLA that I've given to my users. And so I think there's a big aspect of this move towards an outcome-based IT, where all parts of the IT stack have to move. And server guys have moved fast. I think storage guys are coming up right behind, powered by Actifio's copy data virtualization.
Let's say we have 135 federal agencies. Mm. Some use Oracle, some use HP, some use VMware, some use this, some use that. It doesn't matter what they use, your product can help manage that data that's captured. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost a, is the term cross-platform, independent, agnostic. So it can be used with many different types of captured information.
Yeah, and this company has a pedigree of enterprise IT organizations. You know, we've been fortunate enough to be in the enterprise IT organizations for several decades now, and we understand that there's no one technology that organizations deal with. There's no one application that complete your organization. And so it's been the platform, the very core platform of how we have done virtual data pipeline begins with being completely independent of the operating systems, the applications. You capture data in an application-neutral format, but keep it in an application-specific format. And the interesting part is, what do you want to do? When it's time to use that data, we are very aware of bringing it back instantly available in the format that, you know, whether it's Oracle, whether it's SharePoint, whether it's specific Windows applications. That restore part is something we're very aware of. But when you're capturing it, we keep it in a completely neutral format. And that allows for a very, very different way of optimizing the amount of storage used, amount of bandwidth used, amount of remote site resources required.
So you were founded in 2009. Your first product came out in 2011. Storage Magazine named it Product of the Year. Mm. Must be something pretty hot.
Yeah, it is. It is. In many ways, it is an obvious. When we meet most users, give us 6 minutes and they just absolutely instantly say, I just didn't know why this didn't exist before. It is an obvious thing. But a few things needed to happen in the world. Virtualization needed to happen. The adoption of cloud models needed to happen. And the commoditization of storage needed to happen. And that those three perfect storm forces needed to happen before this thing really took off. And therein lies the secret of why this has been growing so fast and has a meaningful impact.
I have friends who are high levels in federal IT and the federal government. And believe me, they don't get up in the morning and they say, okay, here's my to-do list. Make 5 copies of data, waste money, open up, have a larger footprint, spend money on storage. This isn't conscious. What happens is they're just put in a situation where all of a sudden maybe there's a request for a copy of this and they accommodate that request. And there's a copy for that. And all the compliance people want a copy for this. And all of a sudden, it's like a frog in water. It starts, all of a sudden you're buoyant. And all of a sudden you don't even realize where you're at. And now you have 10 copies where some other large, and that's not 500, but 10, 15 still it costs money.
Yeah. And it's no different as you alluded to. If you look back 10 years ago, every time, you know, I wanted a new application, I would bring up a Windows server. I needed another application, I would bring up a Linux server. I would bring up, you know, each server for different applications. And then came server virtualization. And you were able to transform what used to be a physical activity into a virtualized activity, leveraging the same physical resource, and bring up, not just in terms of cost, bring up the benefits in terms of speed, the agility. And you were in many ways constrained by lack of tools. I mean, the organizations, like I say, aren't falling behind for lack of trying. It's just lack of tools to make that happen. And that's where ActiveView comes in and provides this capability that changes this whole process.
ACTIFIO.com for more information. We're going to take a break and come back, talk more about this simple technique to reduce the number of copies that are floating around not only the federal government, commercial organizations, in fact, everywhere in the world. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Ash Ashutosh. He's the CEO of ActiveView. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio today, we have Ash Ashutosh. He's the CEO of ActiveView, ACTIFIO.com. For more information, you can go to the website and see a link to him performing on television, CNBC interview, and say, well, that's what he looks like. Well, that's kind of interesting. And we're talking about copy data management. And no one realizes it with the proliferation of smartphones and sensor devices. All of a sudden, we have big data to worry about. We got cheap servers, and we have virtual environments where these can be spun up real quickly. And all of a sudden, you got trouble with tribbles. You got tribbles that are up to your chin. And you don't know what to do, and how do you manage that? And again, it's not intentional. And the problems that many federal IT professionals face are similar to the problems that commercial folks face. Is all of a sudden they turn around, and they realize that they have more copies than ever planned on having, and that's what your company does. It helps manage copies in an effective manner to reduce cost. And I think that's the takeaway, is that your company can help my federal IT professionals reduce the cost of their data center, not by virtualizing, but by efficiently managing copies. Is that the pitch?
Right. I think there are 4 big things. You know, number one, of course, you alluded to the fact that there's a constant pressure on cost. Every IT organization, federal IT and commercial. So the number one area for us is to drive out something as close to 95% of the cost. And in case of federal IT, the ability to come back and actually deliver on the data center consolidation initiative is an absolute reality, because that has been the stumbling block. Storage and the inability to really manage data has become a big stumbling block for many of these agencies. But there's a bigger aspect of it. There's a security aspect. If you think about what ActiveView does to consolidate all these copies down to a golden copy, it allows you to do things from a security perspective unlike anything you've done before. What you cannot know, you cannot protect. And in this case, you have got a golden copy that says, I know exactly where my copies are. I know what exactly happens to them. When do they expire? Who's accessed them? And this capability is an absolute requirement in our ability to actually, you know, hold on to and protect information across the board. And the last part is the agility part. While we are talking about business resiliency, we're talking about security, this is all to hold up the fortress. But the important part here is, you know, how can I move my business faster? How can I move my activities faster? How can I respond faster? When you have a smaller amount of things, a smaller amount of data, you can store it much more quicker, you can move it much more quicker. And the way we do, from a uniquely patented way, is to make it available to you instantly anywhere from any point in time. This notion of making application information available instantly from anywhere at any point of time is the key reason for why people come back and use ActiveView over and over again.
Oh, well, a lot of my listeners listen online, and maybe people, it's Christmas time, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, they're listening to this interview, and all of a sudden we talk about 10 times reduction in cost. That's going to, you know, perk up some ears and go, wait a minute, let me go to this website, actifio.com, and learn more about this. I mean, if you can reduce cost, it's going to accomplish some of the objectives of reducing the number of data centers, because it's going to reduce costs and enable to reduce the number pretty quickly. Some of my listeners are interested in this topic, and they follow people on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Gilray, and I think your company is at ACTIFIO. Is that right?
That's right.
So you can follow that. And I've been on your Twitter feed this morning, and all kinds of references to interviews. And, and I mean, your company's making a big splash through a lot of different magazines, a lot of different TV shows and radio interviews. So it must be the right product at the right time or something, Ash.
We are on a righteous mission here. I think there was an absolute requirement, almost a self-righteous indignation at going out and wasting the amount of time, resources, more importantly, making yourself slower because you have all this stuff that's proliferating around. So it is an obvious, the technology across the board, when we walk into organizations and spend literally 6 minutes, it becomes very obvious to people why this should have been the way it is. So it is not a surprise to anybody. The impact, you know, we like I said, we have about 500 or so users now in the largest of the enterprises who have demonstrated huge differences. They've knocked out 30% of costs in first year just adopting ActiveView. And these are organizations that spend tens and hundreds of millions. So 30% is a big number for these organizations. So it's cost. But the best part about this is, what if I can not only save costs, but I can actually make you move faster? And, you know, that's the transformation power of technology. That's what virtualization and technology like cloud bring together. And we are an essential part of making this paradigm around cloud happen.
Well, one of the phrases that used to describe your company is that reduces siloed infrastructure. Mm. And I just drove through the Midwest, saw a lot of silos out there, made of concrete, by the way, and these silos are last a long time. And I think they last a long time in the federal government as well.
Absolutely.
And so silos are difficult because guess what? Silo gives me acid, doesn't it? Absolutely. All of a sudden, I'm old school. And I said, look, I want to make sure that, you know, if my life depended on it, I would have the system, whether I lost power, whether something was corrupt, and it's durable and isolated. We know these terms. But, you know, I think I would be a fool not to at least open my mind up to creative new ways to manage data. If there's a 90% cost reduction, well, I'm going to at least find out something about ActiveView. I'd go to the website and read a white paper. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, just by saying there's a golden copy, it doesn't mean that you don't have your silos that are absolutely required. People do require data in different silos. People do require data of different kinds being available to accessible to different people. So you have some analysts who might need access to a database but don't need personal information that's in the database. So the ability for you to have no change in behavior as far as the user experience is concerned, and yet doesn't have to translate multiple copies of data, multiple views of data into multiple amounts of storage is what we do. So golden copy is a starting point. You can say, the good news is with ActiveView, you can start with one copy. But you might choose to say, no, I need more than one copy for this specific applications. But that's a desired SLA. And then out of that one copy, you might have 15 users, each of who wants a separate silo of what they want to work on. We make that available. The views of what you see, the kind of data what you see, that's just a virtual part of it. And so you have your silos without having to build the physical infrastructure required to support those silos. And that's the beauty of virtualization.
Everybody has deadlines. I guess the most popular deadline is a tax deadline, April 15th. But my listeners have a deadline coming up in 2015, and their deadline is to reduce the number of data centers, which, you know, Vivek Kundra sat in that chair 3 or 4 years ago, and he had this idea to reduce, and then Steve came in and talked about it. And so it's pretty well known. I had a person talking about Scrum, and they said Scrum is easy to describe but hard to deploy. Mm. And I think reducing a data center is easy to describe but actually hard to accomplish, because what's happened in the last 6-7 months is they found that the federal government has even more data centers than they realize. So how are they going to accomplish a 40% reduction here 6 months from now? Mm. That's the challenge.
Yeah. And And then they're well under on their path here. There are two components to consolidation part. One is on the actual applications and servers. And that's been done very well. Virtualization of servers, consolidation of applications, that's gone on pretty good across the board. And that's what sort of survey tells us. What hasn't happened is how do I now take the next step? Right below the servers and applications is data. How can I first go back and consolidate this data within a data center and then make this data mobile so that I can actually bring it to the other side, the mobility part, so that I can bring my own private cloud or a hybrid cloud or even a public cloud? Make that happen. That is now what Actifio does. So there are two components of this part. Phase one, done, well on the way. Phase two is what we can come back and help. And we've done this over and over again in the commercial part, and we're now launching this in the federal side.
ACTIFIO.com. I was at your website this morning, and I saw this little flash, this slider that popped up, talked about consolidation aggravation. I think that would be a diagnosis for many of my listeners, is that, okay, we're trying to consolidate the work centers. We're trying to, the data centers are trying to eliminate, but, you know, it's like herding cats almost. I mean, so many different things to worry about. I mean, it's interesting that you could go into large financial institutions in the Fortune 100 and accomplish this. I mean, if you can do that in these institutions with all these regulations control for financial information, it seems to be a good application of federal government as well.
Yeah. The good part about consolidation, if you look at the word data center, you know, it doesn't say application center. It doesn't say server center. You know, information is all around data. And if I can solve that big problem, you know, as an IT organization, if I can consolidate the data, if I can manage the data better, I have certainly accomplished the biggest part of my data center consolidation, or biggest part of actually the information access to my users.
Interesting. Focus on the data, not on the apps. That's a good insight. Let's take a break and come back. We'll talk more about copy data management and how it can save money for my federal listeners. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Ash Ashutosh. He's the CEO of Actifio. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this morning, we have Ash Ashutosh. He's the CEO of a company called Actifio, kind of tough on the ears on the radio, ACTIFIO.com, Boston-based company, made a big splash, just been in business for a couple years here, but has already been named Product of the Year for Storage Magazine. It has a lot of insight on copy data management, and I think what we found is, going back to trouble with tribbles, you wind up running a department, all of a sudden you have more copies, and you realize you're sliding down this slope. How can you manage them? You can manage them with a product from Actifio. Many of my listeners read blogs and try to catch up with this information technology on blogs. Mm. I have a blog. My blog is Tech Tuesday Blog. Mm. Do you have a blog? One you read, maybe you can recommend for my listeners, Ash?
Yeah, I think obviously there are a couple of things that I'm very passionate about. Entrepreneurship is one. And most of my career has been around storage and data. So those are the two areas that I spend most of my time on. And there are a few people who are really good at some of these things.
Who are the good bloggers in your field?
I think the folks out of some of the investment community, especially around Andreessen Horowitz, who's a good proliferation of entrepreneurship and the innovative entrepreneurship that's gone on in the last few years. They do a very, very good job of sharing what they see and their own experiences. There are several folks around on the data management side, including some of the talented folks around in EMC. You know, mm-hmm. who do a very good job of understanding better what's happening in the future. Folks around in VMware who do a very good job of the notion around virtualization and the ability to leverage cloud. And then there's an entire initiative around the cloud aspect of what's happening in the IT world, stuff around Amazon. So those are the general areas that I spend most of my time on.
I spend a lot of time in cloud. In fact, I just wrote a blog post on Docker.
Yeah.
Container. I mean, and I'm writing now about Redshift, and I wrote about Kinesis, and there's just there's so much new stuff. It's like, okay, there's a garden. This is a fire hose with this stuff coming. And these containers, this Docker came out of nowhere, yeah. and it just punched people in the gut. And they said, wow, this yeah. is something practical and easy, and we can use it. And now we worry. It's just there's so much stuff going on. I don't know how to, someone like you, I don't know how to keep track of it. It's, I guess, focus on one thing, but keep up with this containerization. This is really popular.
Absolutely.
Because it makes life easy, doesn't it? The developers
Absolutely.
Love it because they can virtualize, not a desktop, not a server. They can virtualize an instance of an application, test it out.
It's a theme we talk about, right? And we talk about the democratization of IT. You know, no more do you have the usual cast of vendors who tell you what the new technologies are. The tools are available, the commoditization of infrastructure, the virtualization of core services. It allows you to do two things. On one hand, it allows you and I to come back and create very innovative things that we experience in our day-to-day basis. And it allows a user to come and pick up anything that is most appropriate for their workload. And that whole process, you know, keeps coming back to this notion of, you know, outcome-based IT as far as enterprise organizations are concerned. And, you know, therefore, the whole service-oriented, SLA-based, application-centric way of managing information.
Outcome-based, measure it, find out if, in fact, you can reduce costs by 90%. That's great. Many people are listening to this program, scratching their heads, going, that's interesting. I wonder if that guy is really a card-carrying nerd or not. He's got a master's degree in computer. Maybe he's a nerd. Maybe he isn't. Maybe he's an entrepreneur. Let's find out what he is. So I've devised a 10-question scientific test. I'll ask these questions, and we'll conclude exactly if you're a card-carrying nerd or not, Ash. The first question is, I break into your house up in Boston there. How many desktops, old-school desktops, do I find?
Actually, there are none.
None. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
And how many cell phones have you purchased for yourself in the last year?
In the last year, four.
Four. You're getting some nerd points here. And you have your own personal Twitter feed?
I do. It's
you
at Ashutosh.
Okay. And do you have your own personal blog?
I do. It's part of the Actifio blog.
Okay. And what kind of smartphone do you have?
I have an iPhone, but I also toy around with the Android phones.
Okay. And on your iPhone, what was the most popular app you've used in the last 30 days?
It turns out to be, because I travel a lot, I use Uber.
That's interesting. So I break into your house tonight. How many tablet devices do I find floating around your house?
Five.
Five. You're scoring high in the nerd scale here.
including a recent purchase of a Surface Pro 3 just to test
whether Windows
actually made it out there or not.
We had Microsoft in the studio 2 weeks ago. They'll appreciate that. In fact, they had a big conference in town here just last week.
Yeah.
What social networking sites are you active in?
Predominantly on LinkedIn.
Okay. And how many LinkedIn groups are you a member of?
About seven.
Seven. And the last book you read, Ash, was it paper or was it electronic?
It was electronic, and it was this wonderful book by Ben Horowitz of Andreessen Horowitz called The Hard Thing About Hard Things, which is a very tough thing about entrepreneurship.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to score pretty high in this nerd scale, I'm afraid. I'll have to run it through my little computer in my basement, my little Mac Pro, wherever I have down there, and come up with a printout on that. But when I think of this Andreessen guy, I keep thinking, he lived in town here for just a couple years. He had two bulldogs. So I remember a picture of him in the newspaper with bulldogs. Is that the image you have of him?
No. I think he's one of the, in general, that team has a phenomenal sensibility around having experienced entrepreneurship, to really reflect upon their experiences and translate that. But at the same time, they are constant students. You know, they are educators, but also constant students in figuring out what's happening around that's transformed and how entrepreneurship is done. And they are very, very good at sharing all this stuff. And that makes them very interesting people to hang out with.
I'm going to moderate a panel in a couple of weeks and focusing in on a disaster recovery and something called COOP.
Mm.
I don't know if many of the panelists are going to think about redundant data. I don't know if they're thinking about clean up your act before you worry about having redundant data, clean up your existing before you worry about business continuity.
Mm.
So where's it going to head in the next 4 or 5 years? If I handed you a crystal ball here and said, okay, Ash, let's put this in granite, and in 5 years we'll come back and tell me, are people going to – light bulb going to go off and go, oh, we're spending a lot of money on data storage. We got to manage it somehow.
Mm.
You think it's you think it can be effective here?
I think it's going to be much shorter than 5 years. It's already well underway. You know, we've been in business for 5 years. We've seen a huge impact. We used to focus on what we call Global 2000, but pretty quickly in the last 2 quarters, we've been focusing on Fortune 5. Everybody, especially in 2014, everybody has a huge pressure on containing costs, increasing service levels, and coming back and focusing on, hey, show me what you can do on a daily basis, not what you can do, you know, this quarter, and then I'll let you lose for until next year. Every day you show up and demonstrate the value, and IT organizations are challenged with that. On the other hand, there's a unique set of opportunities that these organizations have to use tools like Actifio to come back and virtualize the data. And I keep coming back to this paradigm that more data, more users of data doesn't have to mean more storage. The beauty of this thing is you can cut your costs down, you can completely increase your service levels, and you can make your entire business much more agile, much more faster, which is an incredible part of Actifio. It's this double whammy that you get. You know, cut your cost 90%, make information accessible instantly, anywhere, at any point in time. And that is a change that you just cannot ignore.
So if you're in a situation where you want to reduce costs and don't realize some of these costs have been, it's almost like something just accrues. You drive in a car, all of a sudden you realize the car's dirty, you got to get it washed or something. Or all of a sudden you realize your data center is growing and not reducing, and you're virtualizing as much as you can, but because you have to have a copy for the development people, copy for the compliance people, copy for disaster recovery, it gets out of control. So this product can actually help. Actifio. So you have a patented product called Virtual Data Pipeline. Is that the trademark product?
That's the core technology, and the product is we focus on a solution that's offered in many, many different formats. You know, sometimes it's an appliance, sometimes it's software, sometimes it's a cloud offering, depending on the appropriate method of delivery for the appropriate user. But at the core is Virtual Data Pipeline, the notion that you can use a data pipeline to manage it throughout its life cycle without having to make independent copies and really use a virtualization technology to get there.
It's interesting. I imagine there are representatives in the area. They can get a hold of your company and talk to local people. Do you participate in any of the trade shows that are coming in town here in the next few months, Ash?
I'm sure. You know, we are a reasonably sized company with a pretty active organization that manages a lot of these trade shows, but we definitely participate in a lot of the federal government IT trade shows around here.
So if you're worrying about reducing costs for a data center or reducing the size of your data center, you can go to Actifio.com, get more information. I'm sure there's people who come in and give you a six-minute demo and find out and say, okay, this is service level agreement. Show me what you got. You can't get out. You're out of here in 5 minutes. So interesting you can do that quickly.
Actually, you know, I think the 6 minutes is getting shorter and shorter, partly because there are more and more of these users who come back and talk about it. I mean, the one thing we do very well is we are very customer success focused, very customer success outcome is focused. And you have many of these folks who are absolute rabid champions and fans. So hopefully we don't even have to spend those 6 minutes.
Champions and fans. Sounds like Boston's full of them, and so is the federal government as well, especially fans of reducing cost. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest in the studio today was Ash Ashutosh, CEO of Actifio. Thank you, Ash.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 9, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.